As we mentioned, it's been 5 years since President Bush outlined the limits on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Since then, many researchers have protested the restrictions. But at the same time, some embryonic stem cell research has continued. Joining us to talk about the state of stem cell research is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Welcome.
Thank you.
Joe, I understand that you were at the International Stem Cell Society's annual meeting earlier this month. What were scientists at that meeting saying about these restrictions on research?
Well, of course, they're not terribly excited about having restrictions. They feel that they have a lot of interesting research they can do, and some of it's being thwarted by the fact that the federal government isn't providing research funds. The federal government is a big player in supporting research in this country, and without it, you know, people have to scrounge around for money. That said, even the scientists who don't have a moral problem with using so-called despair or embryos that would be discarded for making stem cells still realize that they're facing a political problem in trying to use these, and they would just as soon find a way around it. And in fact, at this meeting earlier this month, the paper that got the most attention was from a laboratory in Kyoto, Japan, that seemed to suggest a way of taking skin cells from a mouse, as it happens, but skin cells, and manipulating them with certain genetic factors so that they behaved like embryonic stem cells. Now, if that happened, you wouldn't need, you know, if you could do this in humans, you wouldn't need embryos, and I think everybody would be happy in that situation.
There were a lot of dire predictions when these restrictions were announced that top scientists would flee the country, go places where stem cell research was not restricted as it was going to be in the United States. Did that ever actually happen?
Well, you know, it did to a very small degree, and there is a trickle. But to suggest that it's anything more than a trickle would just be misleading, I think, at this point. A few scientists have left. Many more have stayed.
For all the promise of embryonic stem cell research, how close have researchers come to actually finding cures from these cells?
Well, I think that's where you have to be very cautious. The answer is not very close at this point. I mean, there are a couple of experiments that are being considered with cells that have been derived from embryonic stem cells, but none of them are ready to be tried in humans yet. It's the promise. We're betting these people who favor this research are betting that this is so promising that it's worth pursuing, and the day will come when they will lead to cures. And it's also true that the nearer term is to use adult stem cells taken from blood, taken from neurons, taken from some other adult tissue, and those will be the ones that will actually turn into therapies. That's the nearer term, but in the long term, people think embryonic stem cells offer some unique advantages.
Are they closer on any one particular disease than any other?
Well, I've heard that there's some experiments that might go forward with spinal cord injury, but, you know, this is all very early time.
Now, scientists can still use private money to work on embryonic stem cell lines that haven't been approved for federal research and federal funds. Is that enough?
Well, for some labs it is, but here's the big problem for what happens. It sounds like there's a lot of money out there for embryonic stem cell research. Certainly there are a lot of disease-related groups that are trying to raise money. But here's the problem. Most research laboratories in this country get some money from the federal government. That means that some of the money they're getting from the government pays to keep the lights on, pays to buy the beakers and pipettes and what have you that you need to do research. The law says you can't mix those money at all. So if you want to do research with private money on embryonic stem cells that are not eligible for federal funding, you have to buy new pipettes, you have to get a separate set of lights, you have to get a new floor cleaner. Everything has to be separate. That's a pain for universities. It's not just a theoretical pain. It's a real pain, and people have had to find very clever accounting ways to get around that. That's the problem.
Gotcha. Joe, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca. And an overview of state laws that aim to encourage or restrict such research is at npr.org.